the content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Raleigh News and Observer, Carrie Magazine, and a website called Eater Carolinas. Our first review today comes from Carrie Magazine. This is a column called Restaurant Spotlight, and the title is, the restaurant is Urban and Geethy. The article is by David McCreary. Just on the outskirts of Cary near Morrisville, an Indian oasis awaits. Urban and Geethy, a full-service restaurant that opened in 2021, embodies the fulfillment of a vision for the owners, two families who determined a need for a spot that offers its patrons a first-rate culinary journey. There are many Indian restaurants in the area, but we found a vacuum when it came to providing quality food, excellent customer service, and upscale ambiance all in the same place, said co-proprietor Srinivas Mumidi, who hails from southern India. We want our guests to enjoy a great overall dining experience. Mumidi's business partner, Chakshu Singh Agrawal, agrees. We do our best to present the authentic tastes and experiences of India, but with our own unique flair, northern India native Agrawal said with a smile. This is why when people come in, they often tell us we have the best Indian food and nicest atmosphere in the area. In case you are wondering, the word Angithi refers to a traditional brazier used for cooking in South Asia. As you enter the restaurant, a warm and comforting setting beckons you to relax and immerse yourself in the essence of Indian culture. The stylish dining room melds traditional Indian accoutrements with decidedly modern fixtures. Vintage brass teapots and wooden huts juxtapose with chic orange and cream-colored leather chairs, charcoal gray walls, and pendant dome lights that provide soft illumination. Banquettes enclosed by the aforementioned huts are popular with regular patrons. We get requests for what people call our special booths, said Agrawal. These are cozier than our other seats. Consider Urban and Geethy a picture-perfect setting for serving elevated cuisine. Chef Paras Singh's inspiring creations reflect the rich flavor profile of his northern Indian upbringing. He developed a passion for cooking from his mother, which ultimately led him to restaurant stints in his native subcontinent and here in the United States. Now part owner of the eatery in Cary, Singh finesses ingredients with aplomb, yielding a fusion of traditional and modern Indian fare. Whether it's curry or paneer, dal or kebab, plates that emerge from the kitchen arrive filled with aromatic spices and bursting with flavor. Vegetarian and non-vegetarian selections are equally represented, as well as gluten-free and vegan options. Start your meal with a tandoori salad or a bowl of sweet corn soup brimming with scallions, herbs, and spices. House specialty appetizers like spinach-infused karara palak shat and mint-tinged cilantro shrimp are surefire winners. But no matter what else you choose, don't miss the transcendent Gobi Manchurian, which involves lightly fried cauliflower florets laden in a piquant Indo-Chinese sauce. Standout vegetarian entrees include paneer pasanda, cooked in almond paste and cashews and finished with creamy sauce, mildly sweet Navratan korma, a rich curry dish with mixed vegetables and nuts, and Bangan Bharta, which comprises fresh eggplant smoked in a tandoor oven and cooked with garlic and onion tomato sauce. As for non-vegetarian mains, order the boneless chicken biryani served with basmati rice, raita, a classic yogurt sauce, and salan, a curry-based gravy. Or dive into a seafood selection such as the pomfret fish fry with a crispy exterior and a tender interior. Prefer more intense heat? Brave the Guan-style lamb vindaloo with fiery red curry sauce. Intriguingly, Urban Angiti also serves several Indo-Chinese offerings, like fried rice with mixed vegetables and chili garlic hakka noodles. This addition to the menu was based on customer demand, Mamidi said. Since our chef has the expertise to cook Indo-Chinese cuisine, we are happy to make it available. Six varieties of flavorful Indian breads give cause for deliberation. Whether you pick garlic naan, onion kulcha, or tandoori roti, you won't be dissatisfied. If you manage to save room for dessert, we suggest savoring the Gajar Halwa, a carrot-centric sweet pudding, or go for the scratch-made kulfi, an Indian ice cream made using only full-fat milk. Urban Angiti's extensive beverage program features beer, assorted bottles of wine, Indian whiskey, craft cocktails, mocktails, and more. The refreshing Mangarita contains tequila, triple sec, mango pulp, jalapeno, and lime juice, while the strawberry turmeric fizz encompasses vodka, strawberry puree, turmeric, lemon, and house-made basil syrup. On the mocktail side of the drink menu, the blueberry mojito and masala soda should not be ignored. Be sure to try a non-alcoholic shot of distinctive jaman fruit juice, also known as Java plum or Indian blackberry. This comes from a berry that is native to our home country, Mamidi explained. Whenever our Indian customers come in, it has been an instant hit with them. Whether you drink alcohol or not, we want to cater to everyone, Agrawal added. Service at Urban Angiti is gracious and efficient. Even more notable, well-trained wait persons are keen to answer questions and provide helpful guidance to guests. The restaurant is open daily for lunch and dinner and accepts reservations. A covered patio affords guests the option to dine outside. Catering services ranging from basic to exquisite are also available. An Urban Angiti is located at 5033 Arco Street in Cary's Alston Town Center. For more information or, I guess, reservations, their number is 919-234-5555. Our next article is entitled Esquire Names a Raleigh Spot as One of the Country's Best New Restaurants by Drew Jackson in the News and Observer. One of Raleigh's biggest restaurant openings of 2023 has been named one of the country's best. The fashion magazine Esquire has named Aja, the new restaurant from chef Shiti Kumar, as one of the 50 best new restaurants in America. Aja is the only North Carolina spot included on the list. Esquire writer Omar Mamoon praised Aja's dishes, like roasted eggplant and grilled lamb kebabs, while declaring there is no other restaurant like it in America, and no chef like Kumar. Aja tells the story of the Indian diaspora through food, blending borders and reminding us that we have more in common than we have differences, the Esquire story says. There's no other restaurant quite like Aja because there's no other chef and musician quite like Chiti Kumar. She can shred on guitar and she can cook. Sit outside on the back patio and take in the fun and funky vibe. Aja opened in Raleigh over the summer as an encore to Kumar and husband Paul Seiler's much-acclaimed restaurant, Garland. While Garland was set in the very center of downtown Raleigh, sandwiched between the music venues King's and Neptune's, Aja was built into a neighborhood and made almost entirely of a dreamy backyard patio. The restaurant's backyard perch looks out onto downtown Raleigh's skyline. Being in an outdoor space, with sight lines of every table, it's kind of infinite, Kumar said. Triangle restaurants have had years of success landing spots on major national lists of the country's best new restaurants. Recent wins include the Sanford Mexican restaurant Fonda Lupita on Eater's 2021 list and Durham Spot Queenies on Southern Living's 2023 roundup of best new restaurants in the South. And our next article is also from the News and Observer by Kristen Johnson, entitled, "The First Rooftop Bar in Holly Springs is Now Open. Here's What to Know." Few places in downtown Holly Springs stay open past 10 p.m. For most residents, a night out means heading to nearby towns like Raleigh, Durham, or Carey's Fenton. But a new rooftop bar in the heart of downtown opened this month to try to change that. Nightingale Rooftop Restaurant and Bar sits atop the Block on Main, a mixed-use building in Holly Springs Village District. The bar is open Wednesday and Thursday from 4 to 10 p.m., Friday and Saturday from 4 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday from 2 to 8 p.m. It will be closed on Monday and Tuesday. Nightingale Rooftop is owned by Christy and Matt Griffiths, the current owners of Pimento Tea Room, and Chris Harrell, a real estate developer and a co-owner of The Block on Main. The couple moved to Holly Springs from Raleigh in 2006, and Harrell moved to the town in 2011. They have watched Holly Springs grow to over 47,000 residents and have identified the new demands for the area. Pimento Tea Room, located inside a nearly 200-year-old house at 200 North Main Street, opened in December 2020 and serves lunch, dinner, and brunch with a diverse tea and tea-based cocktail menu. Christy Griffith is also the chef. The Griffiths saw a need for a cocktail lounge and wanted to give Holly Springs a first-of-its-kind bar. "We wanted to bring something exciting, a little upscale, and build on the nightlife," Matt Griffith said. "There's a very small nightlife down here." The Nightingale name was one of the first ideas for the restaurant, since it is perched high atop Holly Springs, overlooking the downtown area. "Well, Nightingale, obviously, you can picture flying in the sky," Christy Griffith said. "The restaurant kind of lends itself to not only like a more upscale place in the evenings, but it also can be felt like a place that you could picture yourself having brunch as well, which we plan to introduce after we get our separate service up and running." Nightingale will serve globally inspired small plates. In the future, the rooftop will be an option for private events or special occasions. The menu, like Pimento's, will be seasonal and emphasize fresh ingredients. Christy Griffith makes it a point to source the food locally. "I think it's important for everyone, and you support the local farmers who are growing your food, and you're not contributing to the carbon footprint by having food shipped all over the world that you don't need to," she said. "Food just tastes best when it's in season." 2 years ago, Harrell and a group of business owners opened The Block on Main. The 52,530-square-foot building has 9 tenants, including Mamma Mia Italian Bistro, JT's Creamery, and Prana Yoga. Between jobs and new businesses, The Block on Main and the Town Hall Commons had an impact of $85 million in 2018. Because the establishments have added about 50 businesses, created 500 jobs, they have an annual impact of $49.7 million. Harrell said revamping the downtown district is integral to the town's future. He hopes downtown Holly Springs will be similar to what downtown Cary is like, where there are walkable, different entertainment spots spread out throughout the area. "But it's a challenge in Holly Springs because we have so many private landowners intermingled within everything downtown," he said. The Block on Main building was created with the idea of having a rooftop bar. Harrell said he sought out the Griffiths because he liked the Pimento Tea Room. "They were my number one choice, the one and only people I reached out to," Harrell said. "Pimento Tea Room is one of those places that when you go, you're going to be talking about it the next day." Our next article is a small business spotlight from Cary Magazine, written by Dina Daw. It's about the restaurant Neat and Sweet in downtown Apex. "Drink in style at Neat and Sweet, a cocktail lounge in downtown Apex, adjacent to Scratch Kitchen. Whether you're on a date night or out with coworkers, this sipping spot, owned by the same team behind Scratch, Tap Station, the Mason Jar Tavern, and Mason Jar Lager Company is the perfect place to sink into a leather couch and let the evening begin. We have spent the last 6 years opening restaurants together and working on concepts within our local community, said owner John Pierce. We have found a passion for small downtowns and working to be a positive part of the entrepreneurial community. Simply put, we love building places for people to gather and enjoy a great meal, and we are thrilled to have the support of our community. Neat and Sweet opened in the spring of 2023. After getting the opportunity to lease the space next to Scratch, we knew we had to come up with a concept Apex would love. We set out to create a gathering place for the community, a place to go for date night, and a place to enjoy a drink with friends. We designed the layout and overall theme and hired an interior designer to help source some of the furniture. When designing the look and feel of the space, we focused on the natural character of the Tobacco Mule Exchange building, the tall ceilings, original wood and brick supports, and original wood floors deserved to be our focal points. The colors we chose, furniture we sourced, lighting used, and even the glassware was all chosen with hopes of creating a relaxing, sophisticated venue. When designing our restaurants, we always hope to create something unique with small details you might not notice at first. But as you enjoy the space, these details come more into focus. We are offering to rent our space on Mondays and Tuesdays for holiday parties through December. The space can hold about 50 people inside and another 30 or so on the patio, weather permitting. Our space will be decorated for the holidays beginning the week after Thanksgiving. For info on renting the space, please reach out on our website, neatandsweetapex.com. We have a mix of seating options that allow our guests to really decide their own experience. We have more traditional bistro tables with leather bar stools that lend themselves to an experience more like a restaurant setting. We also have several leather sofas and antique chairs that help foster a more relaxing environment for folks wanting to spend a little more time enjoying drinks and conversation. And lastly, we have a beautiful outdoor space with lounge furniture and Adirondacks to enjoy a drink al fresco. Regardless of where you choose to enjoy time at Neat and Sweet, we hope you will feel both relaxed and well taken care of with our tableside service. Neat and Sweet feels different than anywhere else around. We strive to focus on the details without being overly formal, and this has led to a really fun place to experience. From tiki drinks and smoked old fashions to Chardonnay cheese fondue, Neat and Sweet feels like a place you might find in a large downtown city. Our drinks are all handcrafted with house-made bitters, tinctures, mixes, and garnishes. In a lot of ways, our bar is a lot like a kitchen. We focus on unique combinations of fresh ingredients and elevated bar techniques that lead to an incredible finished product. On any given day, you can find our bar team adding teas, coffees, spices, and herbs to jars to be used in tomorrow's new drink. Our space, food, and drinks are all carefully considered to provide our guests a truly unique experience. Our drink menu is incredibly unique yet approachable. Our bartending team, led by Caitlin Tandy, creates all their own bitters, mixtures, tinctures, and garnishes. This creativity is consistent throughout their entire drink program. From rum pecan old fashions with house-made orgeat to a shareable cocktail experience with a glitter-filled pea flower tea concoction, our team will help anyone find something that they will enjoy. Our food menu is meant for sharing. We offer meat and cheese charcuterie boards with unique items like our house-made herb cheese spread or our scratch pickled veggies. We are also handcrafting butter boards, which is really something you just have to try. We take a really nice, rich butter and spread it thinly over a cutting board and add toppings like pepper jelly, hot honey, pistachios, rosemary, and lemon. Grab a piece of fresh toasted bread and get the perfect scoop of butter and all of these ingredients. We also serve cheese and chocolate fondue, tuna nachos, and freshly prepared desserts. As for a favorite drink, my favorite is definitely changing because of Neat and Sweet. I love old fashions and bourbon cocktails. In the past, I have not enjoyed tequila drinks. However, Caitlin's Drastic Measures cocktail with mezcal, Tanqueray Sevilla, mango chili shrub, lime, and salt has become my new favorite. It really is a true test of a bar's creativity when the team can make something using ingredients people may not typically enjoy, and it becomes a new favorite. This one has the perfect balance of spicy, sweet, and salty. And the restaurant will be launching our Fill a Jar campaign beginning around Thanksgiving. Each year, we reach out to local guidance counselors and ask for their help in connecting us with families who might need a little help through the holidays. We have ornaments on our trees with items requested by the families, and we raise money throughout the season to buy things for the families. If you visit any of our restaurants and have the ability to help, please consider doing so. We donate 100% of proceeds back to these families each year. And here's an article from Eater Carolinas, the 12 hottest restaurants in the Triangle. This is as of November 2023. Laotian Fare in Cary, Fish Curry in Durham, Lamb Seek in Raleigh, and other exciting new spots in the Triangle by Matt Lardy. First up, the Common Market Durham. Charlotte's beloved neighborhood grill and market has expanded to the Triangle for the first time with a brand new location off of 9th Street in Durham. Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, the menu is similar to Common Market's other spots, with some tweaks to account for Bull City tastes. There's an independently operated coffee bar, a walk-up ice cream window run by the team at the parlor, and a full basement bar, wine and beer, pulled together by longtime Durham restaurant industry veteran Aubrey Zinich. The Common Market Durham is located at 1821 Green Street in Durham. Their phone number is 919-294-8244. Next is Little Bull. Chef Oscar Diaz of Raleigh's Cortez Seafood and Cocktails has planted his flag in Durham with the opening of Little Bull, a restaurant that combines Asian and Mexican cuisines with a nod towards American comfort food. Think birria dumplings, a ribeye steak with nam tok, and la nalgona, accurately described as a big-ass Caesar salad. Clever cocktails complete the vibe inside the sleek space in the historic Five Points neighborhood just north of downtown. Little Bull is located at 810 North Mangum Street, Durham. Next is Nikos. Prolific restaurateur Georgios Bakatsias has brought Greek cuisine back to Brightleaf Square with Nikos, the newest addition to his restaurant group. Bright flavors of the Greek Isles reign supreme here, with wait staff dressed as if they just got off the ferry from Santorini. Creamy cod fritters, a bracing pickled beet salad, and whole roasted branzino are just some of the menu highlights. The space is loud and energetic, reminiscent of a dinner party gone slightly off the rails, so don't be surprised when the whole staff yells out, "Opa!" every time someone breaks a wine glass. And Nikos is located at 905 West Main Street in Durham. Their number is 919-908-0189. Serafine, the newest project from Graham and Brad Weddington, the brother team behind Nana Steak, is an homage to their Louisiana upbringing. Tucked behind Parker and Otis in the American Tobacco campus, Serafine has transformed the space into a New Orleans-inspired garden patio and lush interior. The Cajun menu includes house-made boudin sausage, gnocchi with tasso ham, fried North Carolina catfish with red beans and rice, and, of course, beignets. Expect the same high-level cocktails that the Weddingtons are known for at Nana Steak, plus wine and beer offerings. Serafine is located at 324 Blackwell Street in Durham. Phone is 984-244-2720. Isaac's Bagels. Isaac's Bagels have been a Bull City favorite since first offering fresh New York-style bagels for pickup and at pop-ups during the pandemic. And it finally has a brick-and-mortar location on Chapel Hill Street near the Durham Co-op and Altaiba Halal Market. Get a bagel with cream cheese or a bagel sandwich. Offerings trend classic, like an open-faced lox sandwich or egg and cheese. Cream cheese options get a little more adventurous with flavors like Szechuan chili and burnt jalapeno. It also offers fresh cookies, pastries, and coffee. And everything is takeout only. Isaac's Bagels is at 1003 West Chapel Hill Street in Durham. Chini. Ever since opening Chini Indian Food Emporium in North Raleigh and becoming a James Beard semifinalist, chef owner Preeti Wass would hear from customers asking when she was going to open a spot in Durham. This month, she did just that, taking over the former Jack Tar space right on CCB Plaza in the heart of downtown Durham. The new location and bigger kitchen allows Wass and her team to expand the menu. Customers can expect many of the favorites from the Raleigh location, like the uber-popular fish curry, as well as whatever tickles Wass's fancy on a particular day. Right now, Chini's Durham location is only open for dinner, but it will eventually expand to include lunch and breakfast hours as well. Chini is located at 202 Corcoran Street in Durham. Their number is 919-908-0220. And our final for tonight is the Velvet Hippo. The Velvet Hippo occupies the entire third floor of a building on iconic Orange Street in downtown Durham. There's a bi-level rooftop patio and cozy interior, along with creative cocktails and a small food menu. Recent offerings include a Glinda the Good Witch cocktail in a nod to the Broadway show Wicked, playing nearby at the Durham Performing Arts Center. There's a small plates menu, beer, wine, occasional queer dance parties, and a regular yappy hour on the patio where dogs are welcome between noon and 6 p.m. on weekends. And the Velvet Hippo is at 119 Orange Street in Durham. Their number is 919-294-4447. And I will read the rest of those 12 hottest restaurants in Raleigh next time. We've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.